The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Happy New Year to all our listeners out there. I am here with my co-host, fellow realtor, husband, Pat Devaney.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How are you?
What are your resolutions?
My resolutions is to, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. No, I have no resolutions.
No resolutions. Okay. We have with us today Jennifer Rush, Marketing Coordinator with Comfort Spec. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing great today. How are you?
Great. Thanks for being here and Happy New Year to you too. I won't put you on the spot and ask you what your New Year's resolutions are though. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jready.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jready.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab, and you can watch the new construction going on at the corners. You can watch buildings go up.
Or check out the weather. That's what I like
to
do.
Well, this time of the year, right?
Yeah, I like to check the road conditions. So it's helpful, and you can see, you can get a good feel of what's going on out there. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjready.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. I'd like to mention to the audience, we did have a little couple bumps in the road with jready.com during December, but we feel like all of those kinks have been ironed out, right?
Yes. We Correct? Have a new web hosting company. We had a web hosting company, and I don't know where they moved, but I would talk to tech support and
out of the country.
Oh my God!
Yeah, so we couldn't really get those issues resolved with them, so we had to move. But I think the worst is behind us. So if anybody out there ran into that, we should be up and
right,
running.
We have Mission Security's technology taking care of us now. We should be good.
Okay, good. All right, Jennifer Rush, Marketing Coordinator with Comfort Spec. Who is Comfort Spec? What do you do and how long have you been doing it, please?
Comfort Spec is a home inspection company that also does commercial properties. We have been in business since 2011, and we really are some of the friendliest inspectors you're ever going to meet. Customer service is incredibly important to us, and we like to try to be a company that offers the type of services that you would find in a large company, but at the same time have all of the personal attention and values of a small hometown.
So you do residential home inspections when a purchaser is about to embark on the hopefully the home buying purchase. You do inspections for single family homes and multiple units as well?
Yes, we do single family homes and multi-units.
And you also do commercial inspection services?
That's right.
Okay, great. So what type of inspections do you offer?
So obviously we start with a structural inspection, which is going to talk a little bit about how stable and sound the building is. We cover 400 different aspects of the home on our structural inspection. We also do septic, well water testing, wood destroying insects, mold and radon.
You do indoor air quality and free thermal imaging as well?
We do.
Okay. So those are things sometimes that home inspectors don't offer. And a lot of home inspectors do not do, they're not able to do the mold.
Right.
They'll tell a potential purchaser that that's something that they can look into further, but they're not usually qualified to state whether it is or isn't mold, because mold has to be tested.
Right. And what we offer is a mold swab testing. So that'll help you to identify what you might have in your home. There are actually over 300,000 different types of mold and counting. So this is an opportunity for us to find out how potentially hazardous it could be to your health. And also, we do an air quality test, which really just scans everything in the air in your home to try to find out if there's any potentially harmful stuff you might be breathing in.
A lot of people don't do an air quality test. It's not something that most buyers typically test for. The three that we see mostly down where we do real estate are the structural, the wood destroying insect infestation report, and the radon. And of course, if a property has well water or a septic system, those are commonly tested as well. But down in the city, it's usually the structural, wood destroying insect, and radon test. But an indoor air quality test, I would think, is very important. If I was going to purchase a home, I think I would want to know that.
Well, you know what? Not just as a new home buyer, but also if you're somebody who has a home that may have at one point in time had water damage, or if you just have an older home or a home with some poor circulation, poor ventilation, it's definitely something we encourage for anybody who's a little concerned about what they might be breathing.
Yes, we encourage people who are going to sell their home to do a home inspection. That way they can find out before the home hits the market if there's anything that have to be addressed. And it's very comforting if I'm a buyer walking in and the seller says, well, here is the inspection report that we had done. And so, you know, you know walking in to the home when viewing it, you get a good idea of what's underneath behind the scenes.
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't think of getting a pre-listing inspection. Fortunately, ComfortSpec does offer pre-listing inspections as well. But it can really expedite the home sale process.
And give you an edge in the negotiations. Because oftentimes, we're finding ourselves back at the table negotiating because of inspection findings.
Absolutely.
So, you know, there could be fewer issues for that seller out there, something to think about. So, usually, do you offer package prices, and how are your reports?
Well, all of our reports are same-day reports, which is very exciting. So, that means that the day the inspector goes out and looks at your property, you get your inspection report the same day. It's digitally emailed to all of our customers, including pictures. And we always have inspectors on standby at the office that can talk to you about it if you have questions. One of the wonderful things about our office, and part of why I say that we stress customer service so much, is because our office is fully staffed. So when you call, you don't have trouble getting a hold of somebody. You don't get an auto prompt. When you call our office, you get a real person who is sitting in the office waiting to help you with all the tools and resources they need to answer your questions as quickly as possible.
Well, part of my frustration in life is whomever I call, I seem to be sent into this automated hole.
Oh, you know? My God.
And you just go around.
What's worse than that?
And it's just, you just want answers. So in today's day and age, to get somebody live answering the phone is huge. And I'm sure it helps with the level of frustration someone might be feeling during their home inspection, especially if they have questions or curious.
Yeah, just to illustrate how important it is to get somebody, I was in a situation during the week and somebody needed insurance right away. They needed to get insurance. Something happened in a certain situation. We called all of these different places, all of these different numbers. Oh, we'll get back to you. Oh, we'll put you into an automated email. We got this one person. We spoke to him. We got it done. By the end of the day, it was done.
It was crucial.
And sometimes an inspection with these deals, you know, people are making the biggest investments in their lives. They
Absolutely.
Need to know what's going on. And people sometimes need answers quickly. We can't say, oh, I'll let you know what's going on next week. That just doesn't work.
No, because there's a timeline, and the timeline in the contract dictates how we have certain people.
How long do you have to get an inspection done?
Well, usually, and it's every contract's different, it depends, but the default time is 15 days. So the inspection has to be performed during that time frame, as well as the report issued and a reply to the seller. So, but if the agent has changed that to 7 to 10, They have less time to get their answers, and especially if you're doing a radon test, which requires 48 hours. You know, so here we are waiting for these reports, and it's time sensitive. We have to get this. Otherwise, we're jeopardizing the position of our client. So we have to get these answers, and, you know, we don't have days. Sometimes we only have an hour or a couple hours, you know, by the close of a day to get some answers. So,
because then what happens if it goes beyond that 15 days?
Well, then the contract states what happens. The buyer would either have to accept the property based on whatever lack of information or...
Right, because they didn't perform what they said they were going to perform in that 15 days.
Right.
So now I'm forfeiting my right to that inspection.
Right, because you didn't do it within the time frame. Or you terminate. But, you know, you lose you lose that position where you don't want to lose that position.
No, absolutely.
But you do lose it just because someone didn't perform the way that they were supposed to. So, yeah, it's critical that we get these answers. And so you have a full-time staff there. How many inspectors do you have?
We have 6 inspectors. So basically, we try to have enough inspectors to be able to help multiple people. Obviously, we want to offer people next day scheduling when we can. So that's something we really strive for. Although not always possible, we really try. We do offer inspections 7 days a week. So during the weekends, stuff like that.
Yeah, because that also is something that is uncommon in the inspection industry. Usually we do have to wait for Monday through Friday, and sometimes we have inspectors that are booked 2 weeks out.
Saturday and Sunday are our most popular inspection days.
Well, sure, because the buyer wants to be there present at the inspection.
Mm-hmm.
And usually are at work during the work week, and it just doesn't work. And how long do inspections usually take?
It's going to depend a little bit on the size of the property, but a good rule of thumb is that most inspections take about 3 hours.
That's what I say. And so, well, and especially because you're testing, the inspectors are usually testing every single outlet. They're opening
every window
up
every
and down.
Door.
They're walking on the outside, then the basement, and then the levels of the home. And so we want a thorough inspection. So at least 3 hours. You're open 7 days a week. You do inspections 7 days a week. And you have same-day reports.
That's right.
So these are things that set you apart from everybody else. Where are you located, please?
We're actually located in the Poconos, but we do service Luzerne and Lackawanna County. We also service Carbon County, and believe it or not, all the way over in Pike County and down into the Lehigh Valley. We're pretty far-reaching.
Okay, very good. Well, with all those inspectors, I could see how you can cover a lot of territory. Okay, very good. In addition to all these different perks, you also are pretty special on your radon inspections. Tell me how, please.
So all of our inspectors are radon certified. One of the fantastic things about that is it means that all of our inspectors at the end of the 48-hour radon test can read the machines directly. So there's no layover time. So the day that they go back to collect the radon machine and check it is the day you're going to get your results back.
Excellent. So again, you're on the spot. You're there. You're getting the information back to the parties who need it, the buyer, the agent, and within the time frame that's allowed in our contracts. And you're able to, based on a call into your office, be able to provide, usually, not always, but within 24 hours, an inspection time.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. With us today is Jennifer Rush, Marketing Coordinator with Comfort Spec. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
I would say the best way is to call our office, and our phone number is 855-575-4663.
And you have a website?
We do. It is comfortspecpa.com.
And you're on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram?
We are, yes. Please follow us. We are social.
All right. Wonderful. We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a very affordable 3-bedroom home in great condition at 349 East Grand Street in Nanticoke for only $69,000. Why pay rent when you can own and build equity for what you're now paying in rent? This home has low taxes of only $1,500 a year. I wish my taxes were $1,500 a year. It's got a large eat-in kitchen with a dining area. It has a rec room. It has a dry basement that they use as a living area. It's got off-street parking, covered front and rear porches, a fenced-in yard with off-street parking, and newer replacement windows. That's a three-bedroom home at 349 East Grand Street in Nanticoke City for only $69,000, and that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And I have the
What do you have?
I have statistics.
That's my favorite part of the show.
I know you love statistics.
I do.
You do. Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, MLS statistics for single-family residential homes in all the areas we serve year-to-date. The absorption rate, that means the amount of time it would take to sell the current inventory, is down almost 18%. It's down to a 6.33-month supply of homes available for sale. Median list prices up 3.38% year-to-date to $149,900. The median sales price is also up 11% to $139,000. And the days on market, the median days on the market is down almost 13% to 48 days on the market. Total number of sold residential properties is up 1.4% year to date. Total number of active single family residential listings is down 7% year to date. And total number of new single family residential listings is down 3.3% year to date.
Wow, that sounds like supply and demand, right?
It does.
Less supply drives the price up. Wow, we like capitalism.
We will return in just a few moments. I have no comment.
Thank you.
We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Mom, can I please go down the street to say goodbye to Bobby before he moves?
Son, I can't even get up these steps. I need to sell this house.
Hon, I know things are tight, but I think we need a bigger house.
Does this sound familiar? Life constantly changes, and so can your living situation. The home that was the perfect fit for you years ago just doesn't work anymore. The award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have helped many people just like you throughout northeastern Pennsylvania for almost a half century. With their extensive knowledge of the market and how to sell and buy a home, the dedicated team of realtors at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have successfully assisted and guided people into a new chapter in their lives. Let us help you. Visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Happy New Year! You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Happy New Year! What is your New Year's resolution?
I was afraid you'd ask.
What
don't
is yours?
No,
I'm getting even with you now. What was
it? I don't know. Maybe take more. I'd really like to take more time.
More vacations?
No, not more vacations. You're misunderstanding.
Yes, more vacations.
No, we heard it
on the radio.
No, every year.
I'm going to book it.
Every year I think of, you know, spending a little bit more time reading or doing something.
On the beach.
Like a hobby or something and maybe learn how to cook after all these years? Maybe not. Okay, forget about it. That was short-lived.
I like the reading better.
Okay, we have with us Jennifer Rush, Marketing Coordinator with Comfort Spec. Hello.
Hello, Jackie.
Thanks for being here with us. We're having a great discussion with you. Comfort Spec is a full-fledged inspection service. And you're located in the Poconos, but you go all over. You go to Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Carbon County, and you even mentioned one more.
Lehigh Valley,
right. So let's talk about radon.
And you mentioned they have those cool cars with the wrap on it, so they're really...
Oh, we do. You can see us immediately on the road. We have these beautiful blue and yellow cars.
Do you
I
get to
them.
Take them home?
I could if I wanted to, but I usually don't.
Okay.
I think there's an inspector there.
They might be knocking on your door, right? Let's talk about radon. It's a naturally occurring radioactive gas, which is, you can't detect it.
That's right. There's no smell.
Human senses.
There's no
color.
Visual sign of it. And basically, it's uranium that's breaking down in the soil. So it's everywhere. A lot of people don't realize that. It's actually everywhere. And it's not because of any type of you know, radioactive chemical spill or anything like that. It's just innately present in the ground. So that means when people build their homes, a lot of times they don't really know how much radon they're potentially trapping in their homes. And, you know, something we've talked a lot about is air circulation. And when we talk about air circulation, we don't often think about how that influences radon, but it can really cause radon to build up in your home, which is what makes newer homes that are so sealed airtight a little more dangerous. So, you know, the next time you go to buy a home, you might say, it's a brand new house. Do I really need an inspection? And the answer is yes.
40% of homes in PA have radon levels above EPA guidelines. And that's a significant number, especially since there are a lot of people out there that feel that radon is a myth. But what are the EPA guidelines, please?
It should be 0.4 picocuries per liter of radon. Now, some places we've seen as high as 16 picocuries per liter, even into the 20s, some places down in Lehigh County. So there's definitely something that people need to be a little bit more aware of. It's actually one of the leading causes of, it's the leading cause of lung cancer after smoking.
And it is attributed to about 20,000 deaths per year.
That's right.
Okay. So new construction, you're seeing higher levels of radon potentially because they're more susceptible because they're so well insulated.
That's right.
Okay. So a lot of new construction are actually, they're building in, they're not connecting a fan, but they're hooking up the radon mitigation pipe in the basement a lot of times, you know, in anticipation of a higher level coming back.
Right. And I would just suggest to get the test done anyway, because you want to be aware of what you have in your home. See, the thing about radon is that it's not something that's going to make you sick right away. It's not going to make you sick tomorrow or a month from now. So if there are very high levels of radon in your home and you live there for 20 years, you may not know until the end of those 20 years. You know, that's a long time. And by the time you get sick, it's too late. So it's something that I think brings a lot of peace of mind to people to be aware of what the levels are in their own home. And it's even something we suggest that if you had one when you bought your home and that was, say, 10 years ago, you know, we still suggest that you periodically get another one done just to make sure that everything's working properly and that you aren't having unsafe levels building up.
Well, there's certain times of the year that radon levels can change. They say, you know, when it's raining, when it's windy out, you're going to see a higher level than when it's sunny and dry. And also the gases in the earth, they're always moving. So you can have a radon reading today at one level and next month at another level.
There's some truth in that, but at the same time, you know, you never really want to see it over the recommended number anyway, just for health and safety reasons. I know a lot of people use their basements as living space, whether they have an apartment down there or it's just a rec space with TV and games for the kids. So we're potentially talking about an area of your home that you might spend a lot of time in.
Very good. Right. And so that's a great recommendation. So let's talk about the highest number on record for Pennsylvania. It was in the Lehigh County area, and the number, the reading was, am I reading that correctly? 6,176 picocuries.
Yes, that's right.
So what did they do? Level the house?
I don't know what they did, but that would be an option I would have considered.
Wow.
Because, I mean, we've heard of high readings nowhere near that, but, you know, in the 20s or whatever, and sometimes people have to put in two radon systems.
Radon mitigation system is basically a pipe and a fan that goes down to the below the slab in the basement, and it creates a negative pressure in that slab underneath, and it draws any of the air or the gases that would be coming out of the ground, instead of it seeping up through the concrete, it pulls it out and blows it out of the house.
Right, so, but they have to put these, they right. would have to install them at two different
Right, because
ends.
They were so far apart, right. or the reading was so high. Some of these basements And some of these houses we see are huge. And I could see how one system wouldn't be enough to cover it.
Absolutely. There's definitely a possibility that if you have really high levels and, you know, you definitely want this home or you're already living there, maybe you may want to look into getting multiple radon mitigation systems.
Do you provide that service as well? Do you install radon systems?
We do not. And the reason is because we consider it a strong conflict of interest.
Right. Yes, I would have to agree with that.
And it's not prohibitively expensive either. I mean, it's not thousands and thousands of dollars to have these installed, but it's important that they're done correctly.
Exactly. And we never want to give people the impression that we've given their home a negative review simply because we wanted to sell them another service.
Right.
That's just not something that we do.
But I think it's worth mentioning that you do provide, your inspectors are certified to provide on-the-spot results for radon readings. And that is good because of the fact that you are very much into hands-on quality service for your clients and your customers. So some of the other things that you do, it's worth mentioning, please.
So some of the other things that we do are we offer same-day reports, as Jackie just said. We also offer 200% money-back guarantee with a buyer's protection program. We offer free thermal imaging. So we offer that to try to help people find leaks in their home primarily. It can be a really useful tool in that sense. Say, for example, you had water damage and you wanted to make sure that it was from a past leak and not an active leak. That would be a really great opportunity to use thermal imaging to find out if there's still a leak in progress there. So we offer that for free as just an added benefit. We also offer free membership to Porch Home Assistant, which has a lot of stuff I could talk about. So Porch Home Assistant is basically a service that helps you move. And they can also help you. They work a little bit like Angie's List, which, by the way, we are on Angie's List. And we do have many years worth of Super Service Awards, I think going back to 2015 now.
2014.
You were on top of that. So we have many Angie's List Super Service Awards, and Porch Home Assistant is a similar service, but it specializes in helping people find handyman services and services that can help them renovate, upgrade their home, including things like installing alarms, things like hanging televisions, things like renovating a kitchen, and even just the process of moving in and getting all of their stuff there. When you do this through Comfort Spec, you get that for free. And ordinarily on the website, if you were to just find it on Google tomorrow, it's about a $350 a year value that we offer for free with our inspections. And we also offer coupons that people can use towards those services.
You have a live person answering your phones. You usually schedule with your inspections within 24 hours, if possible. You have 6 home inspectors, and you go far and wide on these inspections. So when someone visits ComfortSpecPA.com, they can see some of your sample reports, and they can view videos, and they can even schedule an appointment, correct?
Yeah.
So they don't even have to call your office.
That's right.
Okay, good. Jennifer Rush, Marketing Coordinator with Comfort Spec. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
They can give us a call at 855-575-4663, or they can find us online at ComfortSpecPA.com.
Or Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Because we are social. Please come follow us.
All right. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a large duplex with a 5-bedroom unit and a 4-bedroom unit at 512-514 Marion Street in Scranton for only $55,000. This home has been 95% renovated, and it needs a new owner to finish the work. Most of the work is already done, and it's ready to be completed. This building has a new heating system, new flooring, new sheetrock. It's got updated electrical and plumbing. This is a great investment opportunity. That 512-514 Marion Street in Scranton, a large duplex for only $55,000, and that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
Jennifer, would you come back next week or have someone else come back from Comfort Spec, please? We'd like to talk to you more about indoor air quality, please.
I would love to.
Thank you so much. We're out of time. Happy New Year to all who are listening. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.